hanging from a peg, her purple mosquito net strung between two nails, her purple dresses draped over a chair. Does everything she wear have to be purple? I nod. Even her panties and stuff have to be dyed. My face burns as I realize I'm talking about underwear to a boy. But Sammy is too busy peering into the coffin to notice. Why's the inside all ripped up? I'm about to tell him how the SIM overturned the coffin and stuck their knives in the lining, but then I remember Mommy's orders not to discuss the SIM raid with anyone. You know what I bet happened? Sammy guesses. I bet the lid came down one night and she had to claw her way out. Sammy makes claws with his fingers. His face has gotten flushed, as it always does when he gets excited. Don't you think that's what happened? I don't know what's worse, telling a secret or a lie. So I shrug to be on the safe side. No flies fly into a closed mouth, I remind myself. I suppose Mommy is right to say that there are enough secrets in the world already. I could make a long list just of the secrets in our compound. My cousin's sudden departure, the SIM's two-week stay in our driveway, the intruder in Tio Tony's casita, the fresh footprints, the cigarette butts by the porch. One day, I bump into Chucha hurrying toward the back of the property, carrying food tins stacked in a carrier. Where are you going, Chucha? I ask. Mi secreto tu silencio, she whispers, one of her old sayings, my secret, your silence, and hurries away. Sometimes the phone rings, and when I answer, whoever's at the other end hangs up.